We are learning Masechet Ksuvos, Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of the Amud from the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Ha'omer petisi es bitoy shel ployni, mesham boish shevagam piyasmei, mesham knas. So the Akdama is, we know, there's moide v'knas potter. That means a certain chiyuvim which are chiyuv mamin, and a certain chiyuvim which are chiyuv knas. And we'll see the klal in the Mishnah, what is called a knas. But a knas has a difference. That if you're moide v'knas, if a guy walks to bed and says, by the way, I did that thing wrong, that's chayav knas, you're potter from knas. How do we know? It's there's a kasuv, but the pasuk says Asher Yashir Melikim, and we darshin Prat L'Mashiach Atzmai. So, and that pasuk is talking about Kefel. So we see by Knas Moed Knas Papa. So someone walks in and says Petisi Es Bita Shel Ployni. I was Mefata, the daughter of that person. Mishal and Boishes Vegam Al Piatzmai. He pays the piatz because that's mamun. That payment is mamun. Vei Mishal Knas doesn't pay Knas of the 50 shekel. 50 shekel is Knas. He doesn't pay that because Moed Knas Papa. If someone says I stole, Mishalam is a Karen, he pays Karen, Al Piatzmai, they Mishalam is from Kefal, it's from Kefal, with Shlumi Abava Chamisha. He doesn't pay, Tashlumi Abava Chamisha. What's the case? So there is a Girsa that throws in, the guy walks in, Ganafti, Tavachti, Umacharti, so you don't pay Dalvehe, because that's a Knas, Moedah Knas Pata. But the Rosh Hashanah says you don't need it. Once you say that you know, not Chayav Kefal, because you're a Moedah, even if there's Edim that you were Tavachti Macharti, you still don't have Dalav Hay because it's only Dalav Hay, not Gimel V'Dalav. Since you're missing the Kefal already, so then... Moedah Ganafti. Right, so then you don't need that Moedah Tavachti Macharti. Like one of them says, V'Him, Shalom Tzakaran, Apiyasim, Shalom Tzim Kefal, Shalom Tzim Kefal, Shalom Tzim Kefal, Shalom Tzim. If someone walks in as Maida that his Shar killed a certain person, or the Shar of that person, you pay money. So what's halacha when your Shar kills someone? You pay something called Kaifer. Zog Rashi, Kasava Kufra Mamayna. Now, we know there's a machlekes in the Gemara, if Kufra Mamayna or Kufra Kapara. Is it a Kapara or is Mamayna? That's the machlekes between Tuma and the Amrim. And we actually pass in Kufra Kapara. So the kash is, why is Rashi Kufra Mamayna? Zokter Rashash, Kufra Mamayna is called Lafuke, it's not Knas, and that's why you pay a Piatzmai. A Vada could be Kapara, it just means it's Mamayna, not Knas. Al Kapanim, if someone's made that his Shar killed someone or killed someone's Shar, I raise Mashal and Piatzmai, because it's not a Knas. Hey, Mashar, after so plainly, hey, Mashal and Piatzmai, you don't pay. Why? Because when your Shar kills an Evid, you always pay 30 shekel, so then that's a Knas, and you made a Knas Pata. Zah Klau, this is the rule. Anytime you're paying more than you a mazik, you don't pay a piyatzma, which means moedah knas pata. So what's a knas according to our Mishnah? Knas is anytime you pay more than the hezek. That's like a kefel or dal vehei or even 30 shkolim for eved. Since a lot of times it's more than the eved's worth, so then the halacha is moedah knas pata because that's called a knas. So the klal in our Mishnah, that's what the Mishnah gives together. What's called a knas? Anytime you pay more than what you a mazik. So now it's in the Mishnah. The first case was someone who said his mafata, and the Mishnah is machalik between the boishes of begam and the knas. We know mafata pays boishes begam a knas, and oinus also pays boishes begam a knas and tsar. We're saying that the boishes begam is the mamon, and the knas is the knas. So we're listening, faith of Markasha, we're listening a nasty. Why did it say a mafata? Let's say oinus. And Rashi learns from the first Rashi on the top of the Amud. He says, just the question is like, why didn't it say Anasti? Why did it only say Patisi? Taisus is a little different. Don't have Taisus so good. Taisus says there will be a bigger Chiddush. Avgav the Moedash also Pritzus, may there be a bigger Chiddush that there he doesn't have to pay. I'll keep on him. But listen, Anasti, loyme boy yukama, loyme boy Anasti. Anasti is Pashit. The loyka pogmlo of Shalom Baishu Vagam. There is Pashit that when you are Moida, Yechai Baishu Vagam. But loyka by Anasti, loyka pogmlo, because you're not making the Isha look bad. You are my honest her. It's not her fault. So there, we understand you pay Baishu Vagam a piatzmai. Ava petisi, but to say you convinced her, you seduced her, the kapogmlo, you are being pagim her by making that she agreed, Ema loyma Shalom piatzmai, you don't pay a piatzmai. Kamash Malon, that you do pay a piatzmai in such a case. The Kamash Malon is you pay a piatzmai in such a case. What? No, the guy walks in and says that he mefata someone.
Right.
So we say he has to pay boishes begam. Lamaisa, he's incriminating the Isha.
Okay.
So maybe you don't mechazik that rumor.
If we shouldn't pay the money?
Right. You don't mechazik the rumor. Maybe for her, it's not. She's not. It's not worth it for her that everyone should find out that she was mezana for $200.
He's still coming to bed and saying,
yeah, they're not gonna believe it. What are you talking about? It's not true. It's not true. But once you make him pay, you being mechazik the rumor. So you would think that you're not mechazik the rumor. Kamash blon, yeah. But zokta gemara, mastisim loy kaitana. This town holds a kamashim. This loy kaitana. The town went to the brisa. Rav Shimon Yehuda, Moshe Rav Shimon. Af boishes vegam ein mashal piyatsmoy. The opposite doesn't hold like that. That af boishes vegam ein mashal piyatsmoy. That you don't pay piyatsmoy. Why? Loy kol menos yifko and bitos aplani. Okay, he holds the itakin at nema. Itakin at nema to pay boishes vegam. Why? Because loy kol menu shiifko and bitos aplani. So only a popular baya.
In fact, you don't have to pay.
It's not being mechazik the thing. What?
In fact, you have to pay 50 shekels because
like, it's made of mechaz potter, right?
No, the same
sword. I know, but Rav Shimon holds you don't pay anything. You're right. Fear Rav Shimon is not made of mechaz potter. It's not made of mechaz potter. It's a tana. It's a tana. It's not like our mishnah. It's not made of mechaz. You never nem on to. You never nem on.
Yeah. Whatever.
If you have Adam anyway, so then what's the difference? Right. Only a problem. Abaya nichalei lidor mai. What happens if she says, you know what, it's worth it for me, I want the money. I don't care, it's worth it for me. Zamara says, no, you still don't do it. Why not? Maybe her father doesn't want this embarrassment. Zamara says, nichla via mai. What if the father says, I want the money? Zamara says, no, demole nichla via mispacha. Maybe mispacha doesn't want it. Nichla via mispacha mai. What's the luck of the mispacha doesn't care? He after like a chav medina says, yamle nichla. He after says, someone who doesn't want it. And Rashi speaks out, Ubezdin in Aleim lasis dov al hachsib by shosam. Bezdin doesn't do anything to machzik their embarrassment.
What's their attachment to give
to? No, they don't want someone in the family who is mafata. That's embarrassing to them. So the Ra'ah speaks out that if, but Bezdin doesn't force him to pay. But if he wants to pay, of course he could pay. That's not the shah there. Bezdin will get involved in forcing it because it's a eid echad who's coming and embarrassing a isha that's embarrassing the family. That's what this man the Amma holds. It's machlekes. Our tana holds not like that. So anyone who has good taina, they're in very good company. The company of not the Vilna Gaon, not the Rishonim, the Tanoim. The Tanoim hold like you. I'm saying what the other tana holds. The other tana holds that he holds that it's embarrassment for the family. And our mission is not like this tana, but that was embarrassing the family. And therefore, the Bezdin is not going to mechazik the busha of the family by enforcing and saying, you know what, you're saying the truth. She was seduced. We don't want to do that. Then we don't want to do that. What?
We said the father.
Right. What does that have to do with anything? Right. That he has a bailmo. He's a bailmo of her baishas. It's baishas. It is baishas. But here we're talking about something else. Here we're talking about here believing Eid Echad that someone was mazana. That's basically what you're doing. You believe Eid Echad mazana. You won't find anywhere in Shas that there's a thing like that, right? Why should you believe it and cause her to have all that damage? It's an interesting thing. But here, on the other hand, you're getting money. So everyone here likes the money. So then everyone here likes the money. Then, yeah. Okay. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Oimer Ganafti Mishalim Misakaren. It says Vaita in the Mishnah that Ganafti Mishalim Misakaren Apiatzma Ibe Misham Tustumi Kefel Tustumi Ababa Chamisha. It says that a case, and then it says, hey, Mishar is plainly. We had the rest of the Mishnah of Moedim Knas Pata. Now the Gemara is going to a real Baba Kama Sugi. Itma. Palganiska. Rapapa on Palganiska Mamoino. Rahun Reishu Ama Palganiska Knossa. There's a Machloikis, Chatzi Nezek, is it Mamoin or is Chatzi Nezek Knas? The Gemara is explaining the Machloikis right now. But we know like this. Before you see the Machloikis, we know a Tam is a Shar. Someone has an axe who never did this before. And the axe goes and damages someone else's property. So the halacha is, you only pay chatzi nezek. That's halacha. After 3 times, you got to pay nezek shalom. What's pshat you pay chatzi nezek? Is it a knas or is it mamon? The Gemara explains. This is machlekes. The Gemara explains machlekes. Rapapa on palinus give money no kasava. Stam shvarim lavachas shima kaim. Stam shvarim are wild and you got to watch them. And if you didn't watch them, you're chayiv. You got to put them into a closed place and don't let them go roam free. V'dinu the mishalim kula. That's mishpeh the whole thing. V'dinu mishalim kula. Rachmanu l'chai isla. Rachmanu had Rachmanu son. The Torah Rachmanu son you that kati lo yayayet tura. That ma'aseh was not a mu'id yet. We give you a second chance. Only pay chatzi nezek. Rachun Rebbe Shua Amar no. Pagnes a knasa. Ksav astam shorim ches shim v'kaimer. A regular axe is tame. You can let him walk in the streets and don't worry about it. V'dinu lo yishalim klal. You shouldn't pay anything. It's a kainis. What should you do? Rachmanu the Kant said, "Kehechem intrilatu rei." Torah gave you a knas in order they should watch your show. So there's a machlekes over here. If Pagan said moina or knasa, what's the nafkamina lahalacha? Who cares what it is? The nafkamina is moida meknas potter. That's the nafkamina. Shail the chazi nazik moida meknas he potter not. That's the shail. So zok the gemara vayt. The gemara is to bring a bunch of rais and the simon to the rais are to the four rais are one mister says hizik, one mister says ma, behemis klaf. Tanan. And Nizik and the Mazik with Tashlumim. It's a Mishnah of Masechet Bava Kamma. It says the Nizik and the Mazik both participate in the Tashlumim. So Bishlaman the Apagnis can mind know how Shaykh Nizik with Tashlumim. We understand very good smack. And Nizik and the Mazik with Tashlumim means that they both participate in the Tashlumim. That means that it's Mamon. And really, you should pay Dazik Shalim. Lamaisa will be Michael half the money. So really, the Nizik, the guy who got damaged, is being part of the Tashlumim. But if it's knas, well, where's the nizik part of the tashlum? Elamad the mepagin is knasa. Hash lav the day kashokel. He's taking an extra half over here. He shouldn't get anything. Hash the lav the day kashokel b'tashlum isa. Hash the lav the day kashokel. Taking that something is not his, but tashlum isa. So the din of nizik umazik tashlum. What it means nizik tashlum means el pchas the veila. What does pchas the veila mean? Pchas the veila means that. The guy killed the other guy's ox. The ox, the nevela, was beginning worth $200. Now it's worth $50. So the halacha is that I only have to give him half the damages, and the nevela only and nevela is considered $50. So it's $150 damages. Half of that is $75. I only give him $75. That's the halacha. What happens if in the interim, before you paid him, the nevela went down in price? If the availers, there were a lot of availers around, it went down to $25. So do you pay him half of $175 or half of $150? The lucky's pay him half of $150. Because the Nizik is the one who loses the Bechas Tevela. He's the one. And that's what it means, HaNizik B'Tashlumim. The Nizik is the one that loses out this loss. So, Lo Nitzchei L'Bechas Tevela, break the Gemara Kasha, Bechas Tevela Tanina, Tashlumein, the Tashlumein Nezak. There's a the Mishnah uses a lashon in also Bava Kamma Tashlumei Nezek. Why is lashon Tashlumei Nezek? It's Mashlim the Nezek. Melamed Shabaylam Tapla Nevela. That teaches us the Baylam pays takes care of the Nevela and you pay him the Hashlama. You fill the difference. So you see already that the Nezek has to take care of the Nevela and is responsible for that it goes down. So you don't need the Mishnah of a Nezek Lamaz Tashlum. You have the Mishnah of Tashlumei Nezek. So the Gemara Chod Batam VeChod Bamuid. You're right, there's two Mishnayos teaching us Pchas Tevela, one's for Tam, one's for Mu'ud, for Tzricha, and you need both of them. The Yishmina Tam, if the Mishnah only said by Tam that there is the Pchas Tevela, Mishnah the Katalei Ayid, the guy, it's not a Mu'ud yet, so we feel bad for the owner of the ox, and we say, you know what, it's not a Mu'ud yet, you're going to take her in a Vela, you Nizik. Our Mu'ud, the Ayid, it's a Mu'ud, what are you doing, not watching your Shar? Maybe I'm a lawyer. We say, no, you're responsible for the Vela also. The Mazik is responsible for the Vela also. If you just said mu'ed, so there he's paying the whole money already. Okay, you take care of the veil. Avatam, I'm a lawyer. You're only paying half. Maybe you don't say the nizik is responsible for the veil. Tzricha. So Akaponim, where we're holding right now is, we have machlokes, palos and moina, palos and knosa. We try to bring a raya, and we say, no, when it says that he's be teslumim, it doesn't mean that he's paying half the money. It means that there's a din of pras, the veil.